With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Louisiana's Mike Johnson is next in line in the Republican merry-go-round.
House Republicans selected Johnson as their next speaker nominee in a secret ballot vote Tuesday night after Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota abandoned the race earlier in the day, just hours after he was selected as the latest GOP nominee. Republicans will hold a roll call vote behind closed doors Wednesday morning to see if Johnson can secure the 217 votes required to win the gavel.
That's Edwin Mora reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House says it's developing prudent contingency planning to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads into a broader regional conflict. And the White House is warning of more civilian casualties as Israel ramps up its war effort.
The Israel-Hamas war is already the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. And White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warns that more lives will be lost.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy.
Kirby says he wishes that he could say something different, but it's going to happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China said the United States is the biggest disruptor of regional peace and stability in the world in a scathing response to a Pentagon report on China's growing military buildup. Japan's Supreme Court's ruled a law requiring transgender people to have their reproductive organs removed in order to officially change their gender is unconstitutional. And authorities in Rio de Janeiro are deploying helicopters and other extra security after members of a criminal gang set fire to at least 35 buses in apparent retaliation for the police slaying of one of their key members. The arson attacks late Monday on public transport buses took place in a western section of Rio, far from the tourist district. No casualties. SRN News. Mainline Protestant pastors have some interesting views on faith and politics.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Republican leaders escalating their calls to reject millions of federal dollars rather than comply with requirements that promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. GOP lawmakers are talking about cutting off nearly $2 billion in federal education dollars because it comes with so many strings attached. In fact, a growing number of states are reconsidering federal money. SRN News. Police in suburban Milwaukee shot and killed someone who fired at them from a school roof.
This began Monday evening as officers with the Germantown, Wisconsin Police Department responded to a call about somebody acting erratically in the parking lot of Kennedy Middle School. As officers arrived, the person climbed onto the school's roof and fired at them. Three officers returned fire, killing the person, according to authorities. Because the investigation's underway, authorities are not releasing any information about the shooter's name, age, or gender, nor are they talking about the shooter's behavior or why that person was at the school. Authorities say as many as 70 students were in the school at the time, but none of them were hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
Snow started falling yesterday in the northern Cascades and Rockies in the first major snowstorm of the season. The heaviest snow expected in central Montana, with the National Weather Service warning of hazardous travel conditions in mountain passes. More at SRNnews.com.